take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. They are free. Those other talk show hosts, they want to charge you for accessing their sites. So head on over and enjoy it on us at freetalklive.com. So going on right now in the desert is Burning Man. And if you've never heard of Burning Man before, it is...
burning hot this year, I'll bet.
Why, is it hotter this year out in the desert?
It's hotter this year all over the United States. It's a hot year.
Yeah, well, it's always hellaciously hot out there during the daytime for Burning Man, and it gets cold during the night as well. That's how things work out in the desert. And I've never been myself. I considered going this year, but it just wasn't the right opportunity this time around. I need to get more folks like trained on doing the show and stuff like that before I take some sort of a vacation, because this is a 6-day long event, as I understand it. It's basically an entire week, maybe a little longer than that, but it's an entire week.
Why wouldn't you do the show from there if you wanted to go?
You're in the middle of the desert. How would I get the signal to the network studio?
I don't know. You'd figure out a way.
I'm sorry. I can't figure out a way to do that.
Then it's not possible.
Yeah, there's no way. I don't even know if you could get cell phone coverage out there.
You could get a satellite channel, but it'd cost you about $5-10 grand to do something like that.
You'd have to have the uplink facility with you.
Well, now it's in a backpack, and you can actually set it up and tune it within an hour.
Yeah, and then you'd have to have the power to run that, and you'd have to have a generator, and it would be a huge undertaking in order to do any sort of live transmission from Burning Man. But if somebody's out there and you actually have cell phone signal and you're able to somehow listen to this program, would love to hear. It would be easier to listen to Free Talk Live. You could set up a little dish and pull off our KU band signal. So you could broadcast Free Talk Live. You could like bring a little transmitter out. You could broadcast LRN.FM out there at Burning Man. That would be kind of cool. In fact, I think they actually set up a transmitter out there. They actually have a radio station. The official Burning Man folks have their own station that they set up out there. So Burning Man is an amazing event that has been going on for well over a decade. I think almost two. I don't have the history of the event in front of me right now. But basically, it's a bunch of folks that get together out in the middle of the desert. They come together and they essentially create a city for what is a week. And they come together and then they leave it cleaner than they found it, right? They clean up all their mess and they go away. So they essentially pack in everything that they're going to bring.
It's very artistic. I've seen this giant structure, wave structure of just 2x4s put together. People create all kinds of artistic and like kinetic sculptures, amazing stuff.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of the, I think, the main features of the event. I mean, besides the music, obviously there's a lot of music, but there is a lot of art and people showing off their different talents and working together to do artsy things and adorning their campsites in various manner and creating sculptures. And I've only seen the photos, right? I've seen some videos and I've seen the photos, and the photos are incredible. There's some panoramic pictures that I found of Burning Man as I was kind of doing some research into it, because you really need, if you're going to go to Burning Man, you really need to know what the heck you're doing. There's this list of things that they suggest. You better have what you need, like water, a lot of water, because it gets hot, and you don't want to rely on somebody else to take care of you out there.
Which they probably would. It's that kind of community, but it's,
Right. You want to be self-sufficient. You want to bring in everything that you're going to need, because one of the things that's kind of iffy about Burning Man for me is it's one of those you can't buy stuff here events. Right, it's a little on the hippie side because of that, right? Like, your commerce is not allowed here. You can't go there and set up shop and sell T-shirts. I mean, you could try it, but people would probably ostracize you to some extent if you did something like that.
I can see why they choose. Like, maybe they don't want it to turn into a big fair. I get that. Burning Man is what it is, and they should, you know, the whoever organizes it should do whatever they do. Obviously, they're being successful in the way that they wish to be successful. So I'm all for commerce, and I'm all for these people doing whatever it is that they, you know, they like doing, what their heart calls them to do.
They do apparently sell things at the center camp, like the Burning Man folks sell things. Obviously, they're selling tickets as well. It's like $300 to get into.
Oh, so they got tickets
to this event.
Interesting.
Yeah. So there's a commercial aspect, obviously, to it, but. And they sell ice, I think. They sell ice and coffee. It's pretty much the only two things that are sold at Burning Man, as I understand it. Obviously, if you've got experience with the event, we'd love to hear from you. I know that TSA George, I think, went out there 1 year. Maybe
sure,
more
many,
than
many,
one.
Many of our listeners.
All right, Ian, right here on their front page, live feeds direct from Burning Man. Enjoy a live webcast from Black Rock City 2010.
Wow, I wonder how they're doing
that. And a live audio stream from BMR 94.5 broadcasting from Center Camp.
Wow, I wonder how they're getting away with that. I mean, there must be satellite then, or something.
I guess.
Like that,
who knows?
There's nothing out there.
Somebody could do it.
They're literally in the middle of the desert. Burning Man is an annual event held in the Black Rock Desert in northern Nevada in the United States. The event starts on the Sunday before and ends on the day of the American Labor Day holiday. It takes its name from the ritual burning of a large wooden effigy on Saturday evening. So that's what the entire event builds up towards. The event is described by many participants as an experiment in community, radical self-expression, and radical self-reliance. In 2008, 49,599 people participated in Burning Man. So more people come to Burning
49,000
Man.
49,000 is a big darn event.
Yeah, it's huge. And so I was mentioning these panoramic photos. They're absolutely, you know, stunning. This guy took pictures at nighttime, and there's all this neon and, you know, lights and all kinds of just amazingly beautiful artwork and visuals out there. So, unfortunately, there's a little bit of bad news that's coming out of Burning Man. I'm sure the party is going on as we speak. It just kicked off, I believe, yesterday. I know that one of our listeners is headed down that way, one of the amplifiers. Eric is heading down there, so maybe we'll hear from him if he gets a phone call out somehow. I don't know if that's possible. But Reno, Nevada, David Levin represents entrepreneurs, investors, and developers in his legal practice. As an aside, he's a Burning Man barrister, offering free legal advice to those who run afoul of the law at the annual Counterculture Festival on the Nevada Desert. The Palo Alto, California attorney maintains law enforcement has become so heavy-handed at the eclectic art and music gathering that he was compelled to form a legal defense team known as Lawyers for Burners to help participants who have been cited or arrested. He and other Burning Man fans accuse overzealous officers of destroying the quality of an otherwise peaceful celebration of radical self-expression to be held Monday through September 6th.
I can't see, you know, I just can't see any department, too many departments in America being excited about radical self-expression. You know, I mean, this just kind of sounds like the kind of thing that they would just, it just drive them nuts.
Well, Mark, I mean, I've never been to Burning Man, but I've been to some of the concerts, like the weekend-long concerts where there's just overt drug use and things like that going on, things that are clearly, by their laws, illegal. And I've seen the police look the other way. I've seen them make the right choice and leave people alone at these events.
The problem is that, you know, things are... They react slowly. It's government in general is a slow reacting organization. So, you know, the concert doesn't go on the same place, the same time every year. Burning Man does. So it has this sort of
continuity. A lot of those concerts do go on the same place, same time. I went to Livestock down in Tampa Bay where. I don't know if it's switched around that many times.
And it's over now, right?
Is it over? I don't know.
Well, I'm sure it's been compromised to the point that it's over. I haven't heard of it.
Well, I don't live in Tampa Bay, so I don't know how I would hear of a concert that is going on down there. But my point being, I've been to events that are of a similar, you know, nature where people are getting crazy and, you know, there's drug use and alcohol and all kinds of stuff going on, underage drinking, people being topless, etc. All of these things happening with the police, usually in some cases looking like they're enjoying themselves, just having fun standing around watching all of it and not really messing with anything, really only stepping in when there's a fight and really actually being peace officers. I mean, I've actually seen this happen. And so it's unfortunate they would choose to crack down over at Burning Man. But so we'll get into some of the details as to what's actually going down. He says the police officers are destroying the quality of a peaceful celebration. 50,000 people are expected to gawk at offbeat artwork, wear bizarre costumes, or nothing at all, and torch the events. How's that going? Well, what's that like in the desert, right? Like with all that wind and
sand? It's like a lot of... a lot of sunscreen.
Yeah, we're coming up here. We'll tell you more about Burning Man. If you've got some experience with the event, we'd love to hear from you, especially as far as what the police presence has been like in the past. Is this lawyer blowing this out of proportion, or is it actually worse this year? Has it been getting worse? It's Free Talk Live at 800-259-9231.
John Dennis, an accomplished businessman and entrepreneur, has been a pro-liberty Republican for a quarter century. He's the new face of a new Republican Party, and he's running for congressman of California's 8th District.
I'm John Dennis, and I support drastically cutting both taxes and spending, which will help repair our devastated economy, abolishing spendthrift governmental money pits that fail to produce the desired results, bringing our troops home to defend our country, not policing other countries around the world, and a return to personal responsibility, self-ownership, and freedom of choice for all Americans.
Something John doesn't approve of? Nancy Pelosi. It's time for the Wicked Witch of the West to go away.
Melody! Oh, what a world.
Wipe the slate clean in California's 8th District in Washington in one blow. Contribute to the John Dennis for 2010 campaign at johndennis2010.com.
I'm John Dennis, and I approve this ad.
Gulf War vets, 9/11 workers, people around the Gulf oil spill fumes, all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill. Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick. You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse. Protect yourself. You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. A SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We've got news updates. Get signed up. We'll keep you informed as to what's going on with Free Talk Live. Just go to news www.freetalklive.com to get on the list, or various different lists, actually. We get the email updates, Twitter, Facebook, so follow Free Talk Live in the way that you think is most appropriate for your preferences. Go to news.freetalklive.com and get signed up. Now, we're talking about Burning Man, and I want to get back into that discussion, but you want to talk about another deliberate community of people that are coming together for a common cause? The Free State Project is an amazing concept. It brings people who love freedom together into the same place. Not for a week, but for, hopefully, for life. It's a long-term project wherein people are making the move to New Hampshire. They are getting active for liberty. They're making friendships that may indeed last them a lifetime. And it's an incredible experience. It's been great for you and I so far, Mark, Sam. I think you also have enjoyed your experience so far. Mm-hmm. We've been here now almost 4 years, and it just keeps getting better as more people arrive. They bring their ideas, their unique perspective, their thoughts, their dreams up here to New Hampshire, and they can put them into action. As far as their activist ideas, they can do things here that were impossible from where they came. Whence they came, rather. They were impossible. And it's much, it makes things, people, actual numbers of liberty-minded people getting together makes some amazing things possible. Go to freestateproject.org to learn more about getting up here to New Hampshire. Sign up for the project. Join up and get here as soon as you possibly can, because freedom is just around the corner. The more people move, the faster they get here. Go to freestateproject.org and join the fun. So we're talking about the Burning Man Festival. It's actually going on right now, and I'd love to find out that somebody was actually able to listen to Free Talk Live out there at the festival. It sounds like an amazing experience, and it's been going on for a long time, many, many years. It started back in the mid-1980s.
And really?
So, yeah, there are people that have been going to Burning Man, you know, from the very beginning, the burners, as they call them. And what we're talking about here, the issue that is at hand, is that apparently the police are really cracking down. This, according to a Palo Alto attorney who is a Burning Man barrister. He's somebody that offers free legal advice to people that get in, you know, some sticky issues there at the event, which gathers 50,000 people. I mean, a small city basically gathers in the middle of the Black Rock Desert in Nevada for an entire week, and they party, they create artwork, and it's just a good old hippie time. So let me tell you a little bit more about what's going on. According to him, among other issues, he said female undercover agents in costume have asked male burners for drugs. Drug-sniffing dogs and their handlers have roamed camps, and armed officers have snooped on revelers at dances. Last year, almost 300 burners were cited or arrested by federal officers. So these people are getting charged with federal crimes.
It's getting serious.
Levin said, it's a police state out there. There's very little criminal activity at the event, but they cite and arrest people in order to justify their existence. Now, I imagine that's true. There's probably very, very few instances of, rape or murder or assault.
This has to be the highlight of the federal agent's year. We get to go to Burning Man, see the hot chicks run around in Daisy outfits, or whatever it is.
Or nothing at all.
Right, or whatever it is. In order to keep going back, they have to find ways to charge people.
Officials from the U.S. Bureau of Land Management and Pershing County Sheriff's Department cite a new study by U.S. Park Police that concludes an even larger police presence is needed.
Of course it is.
Two agencies plan to have 80 officers at this year's event, far below the 144 recommended in the Park Police report. I don't want my guys to be party poopers, but we've got a job to do, said Mark Pirtle, special agent in charge for the BLM. They're not bad people, but they like to use drugs. Last year, 65% of 287 citations issued by BLM rangers involved drugs, largely marijuana, LSD, mushrooms, and ecstasy, with cocaine and heroin down the list, according to the lawyer. So many people think they can go out and smoke dope openly, but that's not the case, he said. Pot possession is a felony under Nevada law. Which, this is shocking to me and outrageous. I always thought that, Burning Man was this really tolerant place, and it is outside the police. I had never heard of this police state crackdown. I would like to, really hear from somebody that has some Burning Man experience, and you'll probably, if you're there this week, then call us next week and let us know. Was this year significantly worse than it was last year or the years before that?
Even if you had, that fake marijuana that you can buy on the internet, and you were walking around smoking that, or if you had a hand-rolled cigarette. What kind of, and you were cited for marijuana possession, which is likely a situation where you can send in a certain amount of money and everything's fine afterwards. And you go back to Oregon or Michigan or wherever it is that you live. Isn't it easier to, instead of fighting it, you may be not guilty of possession of marijuana, but isn't it easier just to pay the fine? I mean, it's likely what they're doing, right?
The cash in.
Does that make sense?
Cashing in on people.
I mean, I don't know whether that's the case or not. Maybe they're dragging them all back there for court, but it may very well be. But if they're losing a certain amount of them in that case. They're losing revenue because you could go around and cite everybody who's smoking anything with a misdemeanor marijuana charge, and you would just cha-ching, 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 rake it on in. I mean, anybody who's walking around with a regular Marlboro or Camel filtered cigarette, you could charge them with marijuana possession, and the vast majority of them would pay.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from on that. Don't give me any ideas, Mark.
I don't know.
Pershing Sheriff's Ron Skinner said this, Burning Man can be classified as an extended 7-day rave that's infested with drugs and alcohol and all sorts of bizarre behavior.
No. What it's infested with is a violent group of men who are out extorting money from people.
He says, I've never heard the complaint that about too many officers added other than from those people that are anti-law enforcement and anti-authoritarian. Anarchy is not an option. The gathering is
this guy sounds like just a load of fun. Yeah.
The gathering is staged on BLM managed land within his country's border county's boundaries. While the festival has been largely free of major crimes since moving to Nevada from San Francisco in 1990, it has been the scene of rapes, driving under the influence accidents. Now, that's an interesting thing because you're not actually allowed to drive around at Burning Man. They do have some cars driving around called art cars, so you actually have to have a fairly decked out vehicle as far as artwork is concerned in order to be able to drive around. And I think they kind of pick up people and they give them rides to places and things like that. But for the most part, cars are completely prohibited. If you want to get around, you're either walking or you've got your bicycle. That's pretty much it. So he says, assaults, burglaries, and sales of illegal drugs. Burning Man spokeswoman Marion Goodell said, while organizers agree with the need for rules at the festival, an ongoing debate is over the number of officers considered adequate. Burner's complaints about law enforcement spiked in 2007 and 2008 after some BLM officers were accused of conducting unlawful searches. She said, I think drug use at Burning Man is greatly exaggerated. I think most people are out there to be self-expressive. No one wants to find officers training binoculars on a whole street. It's making participants very uncomfortable. And isn't that what they want? Don't the police really just want to stop the fun? Isn't that what it's all about? Because that's why they are cracking down on the raves, underground raves and things like that. They crack down on those because they haven't paid the fees. They haven't paid for the permits. You're allowed to have your fun as long as you give us all the money that we ask for first.
Right. In this case, private security could absolutely handle this situation. They could say, look, if you're driving under the influence or something here, if you've raped the rapes, they can turn over to the cops, call them in and handle those situations. Most situations they can handle by just barring somebody from the event next year.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome, especially if you've been to Burning Man, or bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills?
That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more, all perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Can you live with minor aches and pains? Maybe. But oftentimes, those won't-go-away pains become so debilitating that we are not able to do things we used to, like go for a walk, garden, or even button a shirt. Now, restore normal function naturally and give yourself the freedom to move with Recovery Extra Strength. Over-the-counter drugs will stop the pain, but at the expense of your liver. Recovery Extra Strength is the number one solution for pain and inflammation. It contains Nutricol, a unique proprietary blend of green tea and grapes, and is made in Canada under strict Health Canada oversight of natural products. If you suffer from arthritis, bursitis, tendonitis, back, or other aches and pains, use Recovery Extra Strength. Call 866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you use checkout code GCN Radio. Call 1-866-543-3388 or go to RemarkableRecovery.com for Recovery Extra Strength for pain-free mobility.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free, so enjoy those. Again, freetalklive.com, and the features include our webcam. You can watch, you can listen, and chat. It's all on the same page of the website, cam.freetalklive.com, and it's all free, brought to you by memorydealers.com.
MemoryDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBICs, Zenpacs, and X2s. They're 100% compatible with all the major networking equipment manufacturers out there, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. And up to 99% off of list price. They are your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs, in stock, ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemoryDealers.com.
Yeah, this story is bumming me out. I mean, as somebody who has heard a lot of really good things about Burning Man, which is the festival that's going on right now in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada with approximately 50,000 people essentially partying for an entire week, enjoying meeting new people, seeing really wild art exhibits, and maybe experiencing some illegal substances as well. And of course, the event organizers are downplaying, "Oh, there's not a lot of drugs out here at Burning Man." That's not what I've heard. But nonetheless, It sounds like it'd be a lot of fun. Unfortunately, the police have decided that, well, as usual, if you're having fun without them getting a cut, then they usually get pretty upset about that, and they come in and they crack down. In this case, they're actually having the event on federal land. So it's the Bureau of Land Management in tandem with the Nevada County Sheriffs and other local yokels that are coming in there, and they're searching people. They're demanding people, you know, consent to searches. They're sending undercover women around to ask men for drugs, which is a, you know, it's a way that I've been at some of these concerts, these weekend-long concerts before, a way for women to get free beer and other drugs is by, for instance, flashing their breasts. This is a good way for women to get themselves free intoxicating substances, and it happens on a regular basis. So they're using sex, essentially, sex appeal to entrap people into giving them narcotic substances so they can make arrests. Let me give you a little bit more detail here. Then we can talk about how the Liberty community might be able to help this event, because we were coming up with some good ideas here during the break. So organizers warn about police presence in their newsletters and the event survival guide for participants. They list illegal activities and provide advice to burners if they're stopped for questioning. Your best protection is to obey the law, said Dwayne Hoover's Burning Man's law enforcement liaison. He said, not to toss a wet towel on your fun, but yes, all federal, state, and local laws still exist at Burning Man. Steve Bagley, 26, of Boston, criticized authorities' handling of the event. He's among nearly 1,900 burners who have been cited by the BLM, Bureau of Land Management, since 2001. He said, generally speaking, burners are nonviolent and peaceful people. While declining to specify what he was cited for last year, he said it's a disconnect to see men with guns out there. You want to talk about harshing your buzz, walking around and you know, trying to enjoy the sights and the sounds and the people at Burning Man on whatever mind-altering substances you might be having, and then seeing these, you know, thug cops walking around, as they're saying here, with drug dogs sniffing out campsites. I mean, it's the lawyer at the beginning of the story says it's a police state at Burning Man. And that's pretty disturbing. Lee Rowland of the American Civil Liberties Union of Nevada says she has received complaints that some officers are pressuring participants to consent to searches. That's the bottom line for us regarding Burning Man, is that civil liberties need to be protected, she said. The BLM's Pirtle and said federal officers from across the West who will police the event must undergo a day of training by prosecutors on search and seizure laws. New burners unfamiliar with the rules usually are the ones who get busted, he said. They give consent for a search and an officer finds a bag of pot in their backpack. Those are the ones who go back and say, this officer pressured me. But Levin of Lawyers for Burners said law enforcement's excesses are evidenced by the fact that the vast majority of burners are allowed to plead guilty to a lesser charge and pay a smaller fine if they challenge a citation. He maintains Burning Man organizers don't complain out of fear they could lose a permit for the festival. He said they, the BLM, are the intruders and the marauders, and they're inhibiting people's experiences. In the end, BLM law enforcement is an expensive charade, and the quality of the event is deteriorating. So, as usual, the government people coming in and just taking a big crap all over people who are enjoying a peaceful, fun time with one another, enjoying each other's company, in this case, in the middle of the Black Rock Desert. I don't know if there's a portion of the desert that is privately owned, but if there is, the Burning Man, the folks that put this event together should really consider moving it the heck off of federal land.
Well, you know, this is, indeed, there are, you know, large pieces of land, especially in the desert, that are available relatively cheaply. You're not going to get any services there like sewer and electricity and all these other things.
So they could buy their own desert land.
These people don't have that. So they could, in fact, do that very inexpensively.
For the $300 they're charging each person to get into this event, yeah, they could afford it, I would think.
I would think they would, too.
I mean, that permit can't be that much money, right? I mean, they're buying a permit from the feds to go out and do this every single year, but I don't think it's the cost of the event as far as what they are, putting together.
Yeah, when you get in bed with the government, you get what you get, you know?
I mean, that's...
Sorry to say.
That's just, you know, quick calculation. That's $15 million.
I'd like to...
Just for the
entrance
fees.
I'd like to juxtapose this, and I'm not saying that this is entirely the same thing, but I'd like to juxtapose this with the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yes, me too.
In 2010 this year, where the owner of the campground, Rogers Camp,
Private campground,
and this is a story, right? Like, I don't know what we don't have any video recording of what happened,
mm-hmm.
but he went to the local police station and he said, hey, ease off on the patrols at my campground because, you know, it's making my campers nervous.
I heard that story from the organizer of the event.
But it was at the request of the organizer.
That's correct.
To say, hey, please go talk to the police. Tell them, look, they're not really helping out here. It's not, you know, they're
nobody
not,
called them.
Yeah, we just don't want them here. It creates some animosity and some tension at our event, and we just don't need them.
And they didn't come back, as I understood what happened.
If they did, their presence was diminished.
Yeah, and so. They didn't make any arrests, by the way. I mean, when they were rolling through the park, people were sitting at, we had 420, at 420, and people were just sitting along the main drag in the camping area, smoking pot along the side of the road.
Selling beer.
Openly.
Yeah.
That was going on as well, yeah, mm-hmm. Alcohol sales without
unlicensed
licenses.
Yeah.
And there's, so, anarchy is an option. The Bureau of Land Management people here say, anarchy's not an option, or the sheriff saying that, well, it is an option at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and doggone it goes pretty smoothly, all as well, with, something like 800 to 1,000 people attending?
Yeah, I mean, 800 was what purchased tickets, but I'm sure some people showed up without them.
And I think that's what, you know, these people are fearing the most, is there are 60,000 people, or however many it is, going out into the desert and saying, hey, government, we don't need you. We get mm-hmm. along just fine. And, I mean, that...
But you need us!
That's their biggest fear, is that no people realize that, hey, we don't really need you anymore. Please stop aggressing against us.
But really, the only way they're going to end this is if they get off the federal land, right? I mean, that's the only way. Otherwise, what are some of the solutions for maybe liberty activists that might be going to one of these events?
Oh, man. I mean, get a group of people together and have them go stand behind the cops. Not do anything intimidating, but just stand behind them. They hate that mm-hmm. because that's usually what they're trained to do is, oh, you go take up position behind everybody and you sit there and watch them. Well, go employ their own tactics to them and show them, you know, I've done that, and it makes the cops typically very, very uncomfortable. You could, you know, we often go out and engage them in conversation about liberty and, look, what are you doing here? Who's the victim when you go arrest somebody and try and extort money from them and use the real terms of what they're actually doing, not the, oh, it's a fine and you were arrested. No, you tried to kidnap me and extort money.
And when these lady cops are going around and, you know, pretending to be gals that are looking for drugs in exchange for, well, nothing. They're just looking for drugs to frame people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, walk behind them with a sign that says, cop.
Undercover.
Snitch.
Yeah, cop little with an arrow that points down. So those are some ideas, and I, you know, obviously outreach would be useful, flyering with information. I mean, the Burning Man folks say they've got info as well, and I haven't read over that, so I don't know how useful it is. Putting up your own radio station and broadcasting mm-hmm. maybe a loop of useful information, things like that. Introductions to liberty, things, etc. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go, and then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at VeryBestBaking.com. Whether it's sweet potatoes on Thanksgiving or burgers on the 4th of July, kids associate certain foods with certain occasions. Family traditions are important to them. So when planning your holiday or birthday menu, keep in mind what they like most and invite the kids to cook up a new food tradition. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2222. 2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct wholesale pricing.
All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. We'll say it again. All types of batteries for all types of gadgets. Electronics, toys, flashlights, computers, accessories, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Whatever type battery you need, alkaline, lithium, gel cell, NiCad, metal hydride, sealed lead acid, and more are at BatteryStation.com. Our homepage gives you quick access to ham, marine, police, fire, and aviation batteries. Plus, choose from our great selection of LED flashlights with no bulb to ever burn out and much longer battery life. Find many top brands, including Streamlight, Pelican, Surefire, Novatek, Gerber, and more at BatteryStation.com. You'll also find the most popular brands of ammunition and watertight cases for storing guns, food, electronics, survival gear, and more at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. You will be surprised when you visit BatteryStation.com.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves and dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You'll find all the features there are completely free. So head on over there and enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We are broadcasting here tonight as Burning Man is going on out in the Black Rock Desert of Nevada. We actually were watching here the live stream. They've got a webcam up there, and it's a good quality, too. I mean, they're getting a real good frame rate out right in the middle of the desert, so their tech team really did an amazing job at getting information out from literally the middle of nowhere, and it's still daylight out there, out on the west coast, so you can see all of the incredible, you know, some of the neat structures that they've got put up there. There's about 1,400 viewers actually watching as we're speaking right now, and you can get that through their website over at burningman.com. But apparently a police state crackdown actually is in effect at Burning Man this year, and it had the complaints had increased dramatically, they said. I think it was in 2007, and interestingly, we were tracking some of the numbers as far as the attendance is concerned. The attendance has been going up and up and up over the last 20-plus years. The event's been going on since the mid-1980s when it started with just 20 people. And now it's 50,000 people that are expected to be there. But within the last couple of years, it has gone down. The attendance was not a record last year. It was down by several thousand people. And maybe that's because of the police state crackdown, as one lawyer is putting it. He's saying that it is literally a police state out there. He says that the quality of the event is deteriorating as a result of having these armed thugs walking around, shaking people down that don't know their rights, and setting people up to arrest them with undercover officers, female officers, asking for drugs, and
you know,
things
we
like
were,
that.
And we were talking about strategies as to how to counter this. I'm reminded of one of the things Barry Cooper advised. If you have stems and seeds and things like that, throw them in a coffee grinder, grind them up, and sort of spread them around the area. And the idea is to flood the scene with the smell of cannabis, where the dogs won't be able to distinguish where it's actually kept.
I wonder how that's going to work. I mean, because you've got these windstorms that you're dealing with as well.
May be beneficial, though. It picks it up and moves it,
may
it all
be,
over.
It may move it everywhere. It may move it, you know, miles away, though. On the other hand. So, but yeah, that's one of the things you deal with when you're out there are these incredible dust storms that you just need to batten down the hatches, basically, and make sure you've got all your stuff closed up because that gets into it. Everything. I mean, it's quite a, you know, quite a little adventure that that they have out there, and looking forward to hearing from the burners when they get done with their essentially week long party that's going on here all week, wrapping up this weekend with Labor Day. I think is the final day this Sunday. I know I sent an email out during one of the breaks to one of our amplifiers that I know for a fact is out there, and I said, you know, we've been talking about this. I want to have your perspective as a liberty minded guy who's actually on the ground out there this week, who's believe been there before as well. You know, what has changed? Is it getting worse out there? This lawyer is saying it has gotten worse this year, and it was bad. It was getting worse the last couple of years as well. You've got federal cops out there making federal arrests. You've got the local yokels as in addition to that. So I'm definitely concerned for the freedoms of those folks out there that are just trying to have a good time. Let's go to your calls, though, about whatever you want. Talk to David in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, David.
Yes.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I heard your story about the 9-year-old commuter, and I wanted to relay a story that I found shocking when I heard it. But we had a neighbor that moved in from Russia.
Well, let's
recap the 9-year-old commuter story that we talked a couple of nights ago about. Parents raising kids to be independent, and this who has been labeled America's worst mom essentially allowed her child to ride the New York subway from one location to another. I don't even think there was an actual change, but maybe there was from one location to another. And some people were horrified, some people were elated.
Right. I didn't have any problem with her doing that. I didn't think that made her a terrible mom.
Mm-hmm.
But we had a neighbor that moved in from Russia. And the first time she came over to visit, we were eating dinner. And she just walked right into the house, and right into the middle of our house, didn't knock or anything, which I was cool with it. But we let her know that, you know, if you do that to the wrong people, you could get yourself in trouble in this country. But she said in her country that was just the custom. You just walk into somebody's house.
So is that if you were expected or?
No, just anybody's house. I mean, she was a complete stranger. She just moved in and she just walked into our house without knocking or anything.
Interesting.
That's amazing.
So a little different culture. She related a story that in Russia, that when mothers would go into the store, they would leave their baby sitting outside in the stroller or the carrier outside at the entrance to the store. She said you'd go into any store and there'd just be a whole line of strollers and babies sitting out there, and they could be out there for 45 minutes.
Wow, that's amazing. So they just weren't concerned about somebody snatching a baby, that kind of thing.
No, and she said that they would even do that in the winter when it was 20 below. You'd just bundle your baby up and you'd leave it out there and you'd come back and you'd pick your baby up and go.
Wow.
You know, when she got here, she was surprised that people didn't leave their babies at the entrance to stores.
That would
get you into some trouble, too.
Crazy people.
You know, as you go down the socioeconomic scale on a planet-wide basis, you're going to find people who take poorer and poorer care of their children. But it leaves me flabbergasted, the idea of leaving a baby bundled up in a baby carriage. I'm sure they know how to bundle children properly there, but the little faces exposed at 20 below, I have an idea of what 20 below is like, and I don't like it at all.
Oh, they're Russian babies. They can handle it.
Right. I grew up near where you guys grew up in Central Florida, and this was in the mid-80s, which isn't that long ago. And when kids would come to school, I mean, you could go out in the parking lot on any given day and probably count 20 shotguns in the vehicles.
Yeah, and indeed, I remember the experience of seeing people with guns in the back of their vehicles. It just kind of went away one day. I just never really noticed it. You know, they'd still have the gun racks. There'd be a baseball bat in it or something, menacing in it. The shotguns were gone.
Does Ian remember shotguns coming into school?
Never. No.
Never.
Okay. I grew up in the 80s.
I
grew up in the 80s, too. and they were everywhere.
Well, I grew up in a city in the 80s.
That's
so
true, yeah. You were down in the Sarasota area. I was in Wildwood, which is very rural.
That's the difference.
Yeah, I wouldn't claim that I saw shotguns brought on gun racks to school. I certainly saw them about town. And, you know, I just can't make the claim. You know, it's not the kind of thing that you would see at the private school that I went to, you know.
My stepbrother.
See the kids' parking lot.
My stepbrother had the gun rack in the back of his pickup truck, and I asked him one time, you know, why don't you have guns in there? And the reason he gave was, oh, well, people will break into your car and steal them. So that's why at least he stopped carrying them around. I don't know if that was maybe sort of the justification given or
David, I want to thank you for the call tonight and the thoughts. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's talk to Ty in Tennessee. Ty, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Lines.
Hey, I got a quick question. I wanted to see if there may be a follow-up on a couple days, nights ago, Michelle Seven called in saying that somebody had been arrested on the beach simply because he asked an officer why they asked him for his ID.
Yeah, that's right. It was Curtis. Curtis is one of our occasional co-hosts on the program here. He was arrested for basically sitting at a campfire and refusing to show ID to the officers. They charged him, I believe, with it might have been a couple different things, but I know they charged him with basically a fire without a permit. So apparently the fact that he was sitting near the fire meant that he should be charged for having it, even though the cops had no evidence that he was the one that built the fire. I guess if you're the closest person to the fire, they charge you. I don't know how that works, because there were Michelle Seven and her family and the Mazingos, New Movers, and their family were there. So why didn't they arrest everybody?
Women don't know how to build fires either. So
I was hoping to find some more video, but all I found was like after shots. There was one of him being walked away sideways. The video was sideways.
Yeah, I don't think they expected to have any issues, but that's just it. You've got to be prepared. You've got to have a phone with cell phone with quick.com on you wherever you are. If you're going to be an activist and you're not going to just completely bow down to the man, then they could approach you at any time. Even though they thought they were following the government's rules by having the fire out there, they thought they were doing what they were supposed to do. Clearly, your interpretation of the rules doesn't matter. So anytime you're out there up against doing anything, there's a chance the cops will mess with you, even if you are supposedly following their rules.
And I've got another quick thing here. It may not be so easy to for these people out there at the Burning Man to not be on federal property, because so much of the West is owned by the federal government.
Yeah, two-thirds, yeah.
It's true. You're right about that. But that would be a
percentage, but it's quite large.
I understand where you're coming from, but that would be a huge help to solving this police state problem with Burning Man, is to find some private desert land and to go out there and have your party there.
It can't be that hard.
And then finally, the reason that the authorities don't want anarchy.
Yeah?
Oh. So the reason that the authorities don't like anarchy is not because it's out of control. It's because it's out of their control.
Thank you for the call, Ty. I appreciate hearing from you. As Burning Man continues on, hopefully we'll hear more from folks with experience at that event, especially as it ends this weekend. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
You've got the world's greatest Labor Day barbecue set to go, and then you run out of gas.
Dad!
Don't risk running empty. Change cylinders quick and easy with AmeriGas. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio and enter your zip code to find one of 27,000 locations near you. And while you're there, print out the $5 rebate coupon. That'll buy another steak. Keep the grill fired up. Visit AmeriGas.com/radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.